Shalom to all. Today's office Chulin Daf Ayin Tes, and we are talking about the third line with the words Amar of Huna. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Memsar Basi Yaakov Moshe Harnish Amos should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Chananya. Rabbanan hold that Oisiv as Benoy is only with the mother. Chananya holds it's also with the father, meaning the Isser of shechting the parent and child in the same day is not only with the mother and her child, but also with the father and his child. And as we're going to see right now, this is related to the machlokes if Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. Do we pay attention from a halachic standpoint to the father at all, or only the mother? Clearly, according to Chananya, yes. As the Gemara tells us, Amar Avchun Bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel, Hilchzak Chananya, Dachzak Chananya. And Vazah Shmuel Tamei Shmuel Zashita. So did not we have a Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Hanayladim and Asos, if a mule is born from a horse, meaning its mother's a horse, Afal Bishavi and Chamar, even though the father's a donkey, Mutar and Zabazet, they're allowed to be mated with each other, these two mules whose mothers are horses. Afal, however, Hanayladim and Chamar, Imanadlam and Asos, Asurin, if we have two mules, one's mother's a donkey, the other's is a horse, then they're not allowed to be mated together. And Vamar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zu Divri Rabbi Yehuda. This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar. He says, "Ein chashil zayra av." They don't pay attention to the zayra of the father, meaning we're only looking at the mother. Therefore, when one mother is a horse, the other is a donkey, so we can't mate these mules together. Avol chachamayrim. However, the chachamim say, "Kol mirei pratis achas hein," that all mules are all the same, and even though the mother of one's a horse and the other is a donkey, if the father of one of them is a donkey and the father of the other is a horse, it's fine. It's not a problem. Now, chachamim, who's chachamim? Chananya, it's Chananya. The Amar, he says, "Chashil zayra av." We do pay attention to the zayra of the father, and therefore, as we just explained, b'hai bar sosya v'chamra, b'hai bar chamra v'sosya. This one is from a horse and a donkey, and the other one is from a donkey and a horse, and kul chadamina ninhu, it's all considered the same men, and that's why they're allowed to be made together. We clearly see from here that since Shmuel is calling Chananya the Chachamim, it must be that he paskins like him. So that's the raya. And we continue discussing this. Ibn Huda asked as follows, and pay attention to the proper girsa, mifshet pshita le Rabbi Yehuda. Do we say that Rabbi Yehuda, this first sheet in the Mishnah that we just brought, is it obvious to him, dein chash lezara av, oi dilma, perhaps, fukim sapkole, that he's misopek? Maybe we're not chash lezara av, but maybe we are chash lezara av. El manaf kamina, what would the practical difference be? The answer is, lemishra priyama aim. Are we going to allow the pre with the mother? Meaning, do we allow the product of this crossbreed to be mated with a pure breed, which is the same type as its mother? For example, if the mother is a horse, do we allow this mule to be mated with a purebred horse? Would that be a problem? So, yeah, Mishab Shitalei, if you want to say, Rabbi Yehuda is 100% certain that Ein Chashin Lezera Av Supriyama Aim Shari, it'd be permitted to mate this mule with a purebred horse. However, and here's another proper girsa insertion, Ve'i Amr Tzvikim Sapkalei, but if you want to say he's Musupik, then maybe Ein Chashin Lezera Av, but maybe yes Chashin Lezera Av, then Priyama Aim Usur. It'd be usher to mate the product with the same type as its mother, because we have to be chashish for the tzad ha'av. And so once again, my, what is it you to hold? Is he 100% certain that in chashil zara av, or just maybe? So Tashma, we've attempted raya. We have a brass that tells us Rebbe Yehuda says, any mule, if its mother is a horse, so even though the father is a donkey, they're allowed to be mated with each other. As the Gemara Hechidami, what's the case Rebbe Yehuda is talking about? If you want to say, that the father of these two mules are donkeys, and their mothers are horses, obviously, do even have to say that? Of course, they're allowed to be made together. Their mothers are the same and their fathers are the same. El olav must be, what are we talking about? Davuda hai sos vavuda hai chamar. That the father of this one is a horse and the father of that one is a donkey. Now, in this situation, we're actually referring to mating a purebred horse with a mule whose mother's a horse and father's a donkey. And that's what we just meant by saying that this one's father's a horse and that one is a donkey. The father of the purebred horse is a horse, of course, and the father of the crossbreed is a donkey. Evikatani, what do the brides say? Mutarn zabazed. That they're allowed to be mated with each other. Alma mifshat pshitale. We say that it's 100% clear to Rabbi Yehuda that ein chashil zara av, and we're not paying attention to the fact that the father of one of these animals is a chamar. Says the Gemara, light, not a raya. La'ilam devuah dehai chamar, devuah dehai chamar. We could really say that we're going with the original suggestion that the father of both the animals being mated are donkeys. Udika amr, that which you had asked. Tzrichel meimar, do we really have to say that? It's obvious. No, it's not, because ma'adatem, you might have thought that asi tzad de sos mishtamish betzad chamar, betzad chamar mishtamish betzad sos, that we say that when these two mules are mating, the horse part of one is being mishamish with the donkey part of the other one, and the donkey part of one is being mishamish with the horse part of the other one, and that's kelayim. Kamashmal lechidish is that we don't say that, and so we still don't have a clarity what Rabbi Yehuda holds regarding chashil zara av. So we attempt another raya. Tashma, we have a brass that tells us Rabbi Yehuda says, pray the shetava. We have a female mule that wants to mate. Ein mar bein olei loisos lechamar elamina. We're not allowed to mate it with a horse or with a donkey. We have to mate it with its men. Now, if you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda is 100% certain that ein chashil zara av, why would this be the din? Lirba alam mina deima. Why don't we just mate it with the same men as its mother? Let's say its mother's a horse, so mate it with a horse. Must be the Rabbi Yehuda's masupik. He's not so sure for chashil zara av. As Gemara not a raya, doleyadin mina deima mainihu. We don't know what this mule's mother was, and that's why we're not able to mate it with either a horse or a donkey. Ask Gemara, how could you say that? Baha elamina katani. The Brisa says very clearly that you could mate it with its min. So must be that we do know something. So Gemara says no. Hachikamer, this is really what it's saying. Meaning we misunderstood what the Brisa is telling us. It's really saying ein mar bein olei loymensos lemin chamar. No mating it with a purebred horse or donkey, and that's what the Brisa said. Elamina. bina, we have to know what its min is, and lefisha ein yodin bina, since we don't know what its min is, we can't mate anything with it. Therefore, no raya what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Asking more, why don't we know what its min is? Why don't we just check the simanim, the signs? Omar Abaye Abaye says, avi kale, if it has a thick, deeper voice, bar chamra, that means its mother was a donkey, and son of kale, if it has a clear voice, bar sosya, that means its mother was a horse. And Rapapa, Rapapa says, ravavon udne, if it has large ears, vizucha gnuvte, has a short tail, bar chamra, its mother was a donkey, or zuchan udne, viraba gnuvte, if it has smaller ears and a longer tail, bar sosya, so its mother was a horse. So the answer to that is, and what are we talking about over here? Bilemes vigidemes, where it's an elam, it's mute, so we can't hear its voice, and its ears and tails are chopped off, so we simply aren't able to check. So bottom line, the Gemara asks, my havalah, how do we conclude over here? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Is he 100% certain that ain chashin lezera av, or is he besafek? The answer is tashma, da amrav huna brid rishua, hakol maidin, everyone agrees, bepri ma'im sha'asr, that we're not allowed to make the product of a crossbreed of a horse and a donkey with a purebred, the same type as its mother. And shma, we see clearly from here that svukim misapkale, he's not so sure if we're chashin lezera av, and that's why we're not allowed to breed it with the same type that its mother is. Shma mina, that's the raya. Now, just a little bit more about this. Amalei Rav Lashame, Rav Abba told his attendant, kima eilisli kunais abrispak, when you connect two mules to my wagon, ayin lahanach adami ladadi, you should check that they're similar to each other, both in their ears and tail, va'ayoli, and only then you connect them to the wagon for me, because I don't want there to be an issue of kilayim. Now, Amal Kasavar, we clearly see that Rav Abba holds, ain chashin lezera av, that we're not chashish for what the father is, because if we were chashish for what the father was, if we paid halachic attention to it, then it wouldn't make a difference. Even if one of them has long ears and a short tail, and the other one has short ears and a long tail, that means that the mother and father of these two mules were different. That doesn't make a difference. Since chashin lezera av, it's all considered mules, and they'd be fine to be hitched together. There wouldn't be an issue. From the fact that Rav Abba said, make sure that they both have the same ears and tail, it must be that ain chashin lezera av. Now, on top, there's another thing we learned from what Rav Abba said, v'simanim dairaisa, that the fact that we could rely on these simanim of the animal, tails and ears, that's something even on a dairaisa level we could rely on, because since the potential isser that we're going to run into of hitching them together is kilayim, which is an isser dairaisa, from the fact that we see that Rav Abba said, check those simanim, that means that we can rely on simanim dairaisa, and this is also relevant to Shavas Aveda, Imsachet Bav Metzia, but we're not going to get into that now. And continuing the discussion, Tana Rabbanu, we have a braisa, Oisav es benoi noig bekilayim ubekai. This Rav Oisav es benoi is with kilayim, when we have a mixed breed of a sheep and a goat, there's an isser of Oisav es benoi. Now, kai is also pronounced as kvi, and over here we're going to see that it's a crossbreed between a deer and a goat. And although we will see a sheet on the next amma that it's completely different men altogether and not a crossbreed, over here all of our discussions of kai or kvi is that it's a crossbreed between a goat and a deer. Now, this sheet is Rabbanon. However, Rav Lezer says, kilayim habamina is min a rachel, Oisav es benoi noig bai. If we have a crossbreed between a goat and a sheep, then we do apply the isser of Oisav es benoi to it. However, kai ain't Oisav es benoi noig bai. There's no problem with Oisav es benoi by a kai. Now, Rav Chista clarifies, ezu kvi shenechlok bai Rav Lezer b'chamim. What's this kvi that they're arguing about? Zabam and atiyash man atzviya, the animal that comes from a goat and a deer, as we had just said before. But anyways, where it begins to get complicated. Hey, Chidami, what's the situation? Elim, if you want to say b'tiyash habal atzviya, that we're talking about a male goat with a female deer, v'yalda, and that female deer had a child, v'kashach elo l'bara, and he's shechting the female deer and its child. Well, Vamar Rav Chizra, Rav Chizra says that akol moidim, everyone agrees, b'hit tzviya u'bina tayash, that if the mother's a deer and the child is a goat, which means the child has part goat in it because of the father, shepater, that he's pater for Oisav es benoi. Why is that? Because seh ubenoi am rachmano. The Torah says that it has to be a seh and its child, v'loit tzvi ubenoi, not a deer and its child. I'd rather you want to say, b'tzvi habal tiyasha v'yolda, they were talking about a male deer with a female goat and they had a child, v'kashach lo l'bara, and he's shechting the female goat and its child. Well, v'amar Rav Chizra said on that, akol madin that everyone agrees, b'hi tiyashu b'not tzvi shechayiv, that when the mother's a goat and the child has some deer in it from the father, that a person's chay for Oisav es benoi. Why is that? Because seh am rachmano ubenoi koldehu. The Torah says seh is a problem, and then when it says benoi, it's child, that means any sort of child, and that's even though the child has a little bit of deer in it from the father, that's still chay for Oisav es benoi. So that can't be what they're arguing about, says the Gemara, lo'olam b'tiyash habal tzviya. Really, we're talking about the first case. There was a male goat with a female deer, v'yalda bas, then they had a female, ubas yalda ben, and then that female mix had a child, v'kashach lo u'l'bura, and a person shechted the first crossbreed and its child. So Rabbanon said, Rabbanon hold, chashin lezera av, you do pay attention to zera the father, and remember that was a goat, and v'sev afilu mixaseh, and even hold of this, that even if it's just mixaseh, it just has part sheep to it, that's enough to consider it a sheep, to be mechayvet for Oisav es benoi, and therefore the mother which he had shechted, even though its mother was a deer, since its father was a goat, so it has mixaseh in it, mimeil is a problem of Oisav es benoi, whereas Rav Lezer holds, ain't chashin lezera av, that we don't care about what the father was, and v'sev afilu mixaseh le'aminon, we don't say safilu mixaseh, and therefore there's no Oisav es benoi over here. Ask Gemara, if this is really what they're arguing about, v'lifak b'chashin lezera av, b'plok t'chanayin v'rabbanon, why don't we just say that the machlokes Rabban Rav Lezer over here is the same machlokes that we started out today with, which is the main discussion at the end of the previous daf, that they're arguing the same thing, chanayin v'rabbanon. namely just regarding Chashin Lazaro Av. Rabban say, yeah, and Rabban Lezer says no. Answers the Gemara, Ibli Bahi, if they argue just in that, Havamina, I would think that Baha, in this case that we just mentioned, where it was a male goat, female deer, they had a child, and then that child had a child. So in that situation, I would think that Afilu Rabbanu Maidu, even the Rabbanu agree, Desev Afilu Miktasel Loyamrinon, that we do not say, even if it's just part sheep, because even though they do hold Chashin Lazaro Av, I might say that it doesn't make a difference because we don't hold of Miktaseh, and since the mother of this case that was being shechted over here is only Miktaseh, there wouldn't be Asav as Benoi. So Kamash Bon, that's Dafko, why we have this case to show their Machloikes, it brings it out that their Bon hold Chashin Lazaro Av and Miktaseh, whereas Reb Lezer holds not like that. Ask Gemara, how could you say that Bahad Nan? What about the following? Now we're going to bring up another discussion. This has to do with Kisui Adam, and we're going to be learning about this in the next parak. The Torah tells us that if a person shechts a bird or a chaya, a non domesticated animal, they have a chiyuv to cover the blood, Kisui Adam. Now this is permitted on Yom Tif, even though it does involve certain Yisuri Darabanon, it still is permitted. However, as we're going to see, that's only if it's a 100% chaya, not if it's considered a partial chaya or a suffix chaya. So that's where our question is going to be coming from. We have a Mishnah that tells us, Kai, ein shechtin oisob Yom Tif, one's not allowed to shecht a kvi on Yom Tif, if im shechtin vidid shechtin, im chasin is domai, don't do Kisui Adam. And this is according to everybody. There's no machlokes Rabbanu Reb Lezer. So the question is, by a skinun, what are we talking about over here? Elim b'tiyasha b'al tzvi of yalda, if you want to say we're talking about a male goat with a female deer and it gave birth, and we're shechting that child on Yom Tif, well, bein l'rabban, bein l'rablezer, l'shchet v'lichsi. According to both Rabban and Rablezer, he should be allowed to shecht it and do kisui adam. Why? Because tzvi v'afilu miktas tzvi. We hold of even miktas tzvi, and this child is a partial tzvi because its mother is a tzvi, so l'chatchili should be allowed to shecht it. El rather you want to say, b'tzvi habal tiyasha v'yalda, that we're talking about a male deer with a female goat and it gave birth, well, here also it's pretty clear cut. Either Rabban or l'shchet v'lichsi, if you want to go like the Rabbanon, the chayshin l'zera av, so no problem, the father's a tzvi, so he shall chatchila be allowed to shecht it on Yom Tif and do kisui adam. And either Rablezer, if we're going like Rablezer, then ain't chayshin l'zera av, well lishchayt v'loy lichsi, then he should for sure be allowed to shecht it, and he doesn't do kisui because we don't pay attention to the father, which is a deer, we only pay attention to the mother, which is a goat, and that means that this crossbreed is just a regular plain old behemoth, which is of course allowed to be shecht on Yom Tif and does not require kisui. So what's the Mishnah saying? It says the Gemara l'adam must be b'tzvi abal tiyasha. We're talking about a male deer with a female goat. Here we have a new understanding. The Rabbanon are actually only mesupik whether we're chashil zara av, and that's why they say that l'chatchilo don't shechted on Yom Tif, because maybe it is considered a deer and require kisui, but once it's shechted, don't do kisui because maybe it's not a deer and then it wouldn't require kisui. Now, based off of that, what do we say? From the fact that Rabbanon are mesupik if we're chashil zara av, that would mean that Reb Lezer pshitale, that according to Reb Lezer, he's 100% certain that we're not chashil zara av. Now, the problem with that is as follows. What about the following brisa? Now this brings up another discussion. We know that a person shechts an animal is only with a behema, a domesticated animal, and he's shechting it as a carbon. He just wants to have it his own personal benefit, backyard barbecue, Shabbos chalent, something like that. So he has to give certain matanis, certain portions to the kayin, and that's what the brisa tells us. These matanis, the zroel chaim and keva, that's both by a kvi and by kilayim by a crossbreed. Whereas Reb Lezer says kilayim habamina izum and rachel chayv matanis if the crossbreed is a goat and a sheep. So then the person who shechts it has to give matanis to the kayin. However, min akai, the gersa really is ukvi pater min hamatanis. Then if he shechts a kai, he does not have to give matanis. So the question is by a skinun. What are we talking about over here? Elin, if you want to say b'tiyasha b'al tzviya, you're referring to a male goat with a female deer. V'yalda, it gave birth, and he shechted that animal. So bishlam l'Reb Lezer the patar. We understand Reb Lezer patar is 100%. Kasavar seva filu miktaseh loyam rinon. He holds that we don't go with miktaseh, and this is at best only miktaseh. So no matanis need to be given. El rabbanon, but according to rabbanon, need the kasavri seva filu miktaseh. Granted, they hold seh miktaseh, but still, pago lo yavle, half of the matanois for sure don't have to be given. That's because there is a tzad chaya. This animal's mother is a non-domesticated animal, which does not require matanois. And even idach pago, in regards to the other half, which is coming from the goat, so that would require matanois, still, le mole, why doesn't the owner tell the kayin, I see raya to chashil azara av, vishakal? You would have to bring me a raya that we are chashil azara av, and only then you get your matanois. So how could the rabbanon say in this case that he's chayv in matanois? He shouldn't be chayv, as you just explained, el rather must be what we're referring to. It's the reverse. B'tzvi habal tiyasha. It's a male deer with a female goat. V'yalda and gave birth. And that animal shechted. However, over here, we're also going to have issues. Because bishlam l'rabbanon, this is all good in the rabbanon, my chayiv, what do they mean by saying that he's chayiv matanois? B'chatzi matanois. It means he's only chayiv in half of the matanois. The half which is coming from the mother, which is the goat, that's chayiv in matanois. The half that comes from the father wouldn't be chayiv because it's a deer. El Reb Lezer, contrary to Reb Lezer, that for sure ain't chashin l'zera av, so we're only paying attention to the mother. L'chayiv kuli matanois, he should be chayiv in all the matanois. Why does Reb Lezer say he's not chayiv in any matanois? Says the Gemara, you're right, we're talking about this case that we just mentioned, male deer with female goat and had a baby. And Reb Lezer also holds that we're not so sure if we're chashish lezera av. And that's why why he holds them. Matanos don't have to be given over here. Ask the Gemara, okay, if that's so, now that we just had our three discussions and we further clarified it with each question, so v'kivin de l'rabbanim sapkalu l'Rabbi Elazar sapkale b'may pligi. If according to both Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar, if chashin l'zera av, so then what is their machlokes? The Gemara Peyam Rav on top answers b'sev afilu miktaseh. They argue if we hold of miktaseh, if just the mother is a seh, do we give that any credence? Rabbanan side with Rabbanan hold sev afilu miktaseh. The yes, we do hold a miktaseh. Whereas Rabbi Elazar savar, he holds sev aloy miktaseh, as be a purebred seh and not partial seh, and that's our machlokes. And we're gonna stop for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Rav Papa, plugging in this explanation of the machlokes to all three cases that we just had. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.